Now, the winter is coming, it's getting colder, and the costs of staying warm are increasing. SSE Airtricity became the latest company ahead of this weekend to announce a 9.5% increase in electricity bills. Several other companies have already announced price hikes. But why do we pay so much more for electricity here in comparison to our European counterparts? Well, Paul Dean is a senior lecturer in clean energy futures at University College Cork, and he knows all about this. Paul, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Anyone who received a notification from their energy supplier in the past couple of weeks will already know this, but electricity is very expensive. So where do we stand in comparison to other EU countries in relation to electricity costs?
Yeah, and it has been very difficult and disappointing news, particularly as we come into the winter. Look, I suppose that electricity bill, or the ESB bill, as a lot of people still call it, that comes in at the end of the month or the end of every 2 months, is essentially made up of two kind of main components. There's the cost of making electricity, and then there's the cost of moving that electricity around the country to our homes, and then there's a little bit of VAT and taxes, etc. Now, the primary problem for Ireland, really, when it comes to the price of electricity, comes down to making electricity. And that problem, really, Justin, I suppose, it's based in the fact that Ireland is unique in Europe because we generate a significant amount of our electricity still from natural gas. Roughly about half of our electricity over the course of the year still comes from natural gas. And look, no other Northwest European country has that exposure to fossil fuel, or specifically natural gas. And the problem with that, look, natural gas is a necessary fuel. Look, it's a fossil fuel, but look, in many ways, it's kind of the best of a bad lot. It's still relatively clean, but its price is incredibly volatile, and its supply is incredibly precarious. And if half of our electricity is still generated from natural gas, and the price of natural gas over the last 5 or 6 years that we've all known has been incredibly volatile, for example, it's gone up by a factor of 20 over the last 3 months. It's still about twice as high now as it was pre the Ukrainian war, and that remains really a dominant feature in our energy landscape. And that price increase is reflected, I suppose, and the cost of electricity that comes into our bills every month. So it's really about natural gas, the price of natural gas, and the volatility that's associated with it.
What would happen to prices then if there was to be an end to the war in Ukraine and if things stabilised in the Middle East? Would we eventually see prices coming back to where they were before all of this geopolitical upheaval?
It's very difficult with natural gas to kind of look anything further than 6 months, 12 months into the future. It's so volatile. The challenge really for us here in Ireland and for the government, I suppose, to realise as well is that price of natural gas that we pay, we have very little control over us. It's really influenced by things like war, by weather, the economy in China, the trade war that's going on, talks of trade war around the world at the moment. Those things really, they tend to spook the market, and the market is relatively fragile, and anything that puts jitters into the market, even though it might not necessarily materialise, it's enough to keep upward pressure on natural gas. So even if there is a peace deal, and please God there will be a peace deal with the Ukrainian situation in the next couple of months, it's unlikely, Justin, really, to return calmness and stability to the gas markets in Ireland.
Are there short-term solutions? Because the government established a task force. Part of its mandate was to examine ways of supporting energy customers in advance of the budget. What kind of things could they be looking at? And are there sort of measures that they could be taken immediately which would bring down the cost of energy for people?
Yeah, look, it's important again to realise and to understand what's within our control and what's outside of our control. Like, I suppose in the last two previous budgets, the government put over 2 billion euros in energy credits and other measures on the line that were general credits. Now, general credits were very popular, but they were completely unnecessary, because what general credits do is that they help everyone, and not everybody needs help. It's those on the lowest income need the highest level of support. And when you try and help everyone, what it does is that it dilutes the financial means from those who need it most. And today we have about 15% of the population, 15% of the families around Ireland at the moment are in arrears with their electricity bills. Now, that just give you a ballpark number of what that means. That's roughly around 140 million. So targeted measures in the next budget is something that I would imagine that task force will hopefully make a strong recommendation towards.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Paul Dean, Senior Lecturer in Clean Energy Futures at University College Cork. We'll talk politics after the break.